In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the missions of Jesus, he had multiple ones as we know, one of the reasons why he came to earth and became incarnate was to call sinners to repentance. And if you think about that, it makes sense, because what does he say? It takes up the words of St. John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And it doesn't do anyone any good to tell them to repent if they don't need to repent, does it? Well, the secret is that we all need to repent in one way or another. Some people have big sins, some people have little sins, but everyone has sins, and we all need to repent and turn from our sins and turn to Christ. It is awfully hard to call someone to repentance when you won't talk to them. For example, now, just imagine if you were a doctor and you were afraid of sick people and you didn't want to hang out with sick people at all. Let's put it this way, you wouldn't have much of a practice now, would you? Of course not. Similarly, why does Jesus hang out with tax collectors and sinners? Well, he doesn't really hang out with them. It's not like he's their best buddy or he accompanies them on their sin. Rather, what he does is he talks to them. And why does he do this? To call them to repent, to be the physician of their soul, to make them well again. And so when he called Matthew, in this gospel called Levi, he said, repent. And he told them to follow him. And that meant not just, you know, be his follower, but it also meant repent. Stop what you're doing and do the right thing. And believe me, he needed to stop what he was doing. You know, no one likes tax collectors now. They really didn't like them in the ancient world when they could collect everything that they could get away with and keep the extra for themselves. Those of you who know people who work for the IRS, just imagine if they were able to do that. That would be just... As many of our friends and parishioners work for the IRS that are here in Ogden. He needed to repent, and he did. Similarly, those who were his friends, who came to meet Jesus, were prospects of repentance too. Jesus was not confirming them in their sin. He was not accompanying them in their sin. Rather, he was giving them the message of repentance. And more than that, telling them that repentance was possible, that a change of life, conversion, is possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.